or really, I guess the big takeaway is nothing beats having a face-to-face meeting.
You're listening to Real Marketing Real Fast, the only podcast that brings you unfiltered, undaunted, insider information on the latest tools and technologies for online marketers. Prepare to dive deep into marketing myths, breakthrough models, and cutting-edge strategies that will have an immediate impact on the growth of your business. And now, here's your host, marketing expert Doug Morneau.
Hi, this is Rod and Doug with the Real Marketing Real Fast podcast. We might sound like we're dragging a little bit, and there's some background noise because we're sitting on a Air Canada flight coming back from the New Media Summit, where Doug was he was an icon. That was the term that they gave to certain people. And it was kind of a cool event where people were able to pitch their programs and why they might like to be a guest on different people's shows. So Doug and I we've just been debriefing here on the plane. We thought we would just share a couple of our highlights from the event. So Doug, why don't you take it away and just share what your one or two main takeaways for you?
Yeah, we had a blast. I mean, the energy was really awesome. And I think that in the days of virtual summits and online training and evergreen webinars, I get that. I use them. I attend them. But really, I guess the big takeaway is nothing beats having a face-to-face meeting. So, you know, while we were sitting listening to various podcasters or business people pitching us as potential guests, that was really just 2 minutes out of the day. So I would say that was kind of like the digital footprint that you'd get if you were doing something online. So you hear it and see it, but the real meaning and the real meetings and the real conversations and relationships were developed over a cup of coffee, a glass of wine, or a meal. Or in some cases, we did a Starbucks run. So, you know, our hotel wasn't close to Starbucks, so we decided to jog there in the morning, grab a coffee, and I shared that out to the crowd. And the next morning, there's somebody else there to join us. So we spent a couple of days running to Starbucks and having a conversation. So one of the big takeaways was, while it's great to do online and online video and virtual summits, it's equally important to make sure you get some real FaceTime with people. And it's worth sucking it up, buying the ticket, traveling to where it is, and then sitting down and taking advantage of that time.
I think for me, it was just a good reminder to be businesslike about our podcast. And yeah, not to be afraid of that or ashamed of that, and to be strategic along the way. You know, think about who your guests are going to be, why you want them on the show, see if they have anything to help and offer to your guests. And I'm with you. It was great to just meet people and find out what they're all about and what they have to offer, and determine if they have anything to offer your audience as well. So yeah, cool. Anything else?
Yeah, I would say for me, I mean, the big takeaway or the big advantage was Steve also invited me down to be part of this. And so there was 40 icons and 150 people in attendance that were pitching. And it was just really about hanging out with, you know, our peeps, other people that are podcasters and business people in various their own rights, getting to know them and coming away with opportunities, not only just to interview people. So that was obviously the purpose of the conference, but the bigger opportunities, at least in my situation, are for joint ventures. So, you know, it was really a no-brainer to talk to several of the people that were there at the event about very strategic, very specific opportunities to work on. And in some cases, you know, in a couple of cases, we bought products and services from people that were there pitching that I would never have had access to or been exposed to. So again, it really comes back to, you know, you want to grow your business, you need to get around like-minded people who are willing to pay the same price that you are. They're willing to show up, they're willing to invest, and they're willing to share. So it was just a forum where people were there eager to share and to help each other. We learned a lot of stuff. And, you know, my brain right now is swimming with ideas. I had trouble sleeping last night after, you know, having our last brainstorming session yesterday, because there were just so many good ideas and feedback. And the feedback's coming from real people that are doing this. So it's a lot different than looking at somebody who may be positioning themselves as an expert, but you really don't know what they're doing. We had a chance to do some really deep dives with very specific techniques that people were using for driving traffic to the podcast. Engaging listeners, driving conversions, increasing sales, and, you know, and some of these guys had increased their podcast following, as well as their sales, by like 400 and 500% in 6 months. So it was a great event. I want to thank Steve Osler for doing a great job with the New Media Summit. And I'm looking forward to the next event that's coming up. I think it's in September in Dallas.
Just do one more thing. We had this conversation. Doug's just getting some water. I'm good. We talked about this going down there, like what we thought would make for a good pitch. And, you know, people having to pitch their products all the time and that sort of thing. And there's probably, there might be some people listening to this who want to pitch their show to you or want to be on your podcast. What were a couple of elements or a couple of things that really stood out to you in terms of, now that we've seen 150 pitches, what stood out to you in terms of what made for a good pitch? What caught your attention?
Well, I think we all have the tendency when we want to pitch somebody our idea, our product, our service, to start talking about features and benefits and building our credibility and who we are and all the stuff that we've done. And what stands out for me is people that understand my audience. So, you know, this isn't a, I'm better than anybody else. It's just a, you know, if you want to come on my show, you want me to consider interviewing on the podcast, listen to an episode or listen to two episodes. I mean, that's just integrity. Why would you want to come onto somebody's podcast if you didn't know what their message was and how the show flowed? So, yes, you could say, hey, I got a podcast or got a 10 podcasts, but big deal. You need to find a podcast that's your fit. So my style's not going to appeal to everybody. So listen to an episode. The other thing, my recommendation is write a review. Listen to a couple episodes, write a review. I mean, if you're not willing to write the review and endorse the podcast that you'd like to be a guest on, again, what does that say about, you know, your belief level of the quality of the person that you're pitching and you're asking them to invest their time, 30 minutes or an hour, on an interview? And then on the backside, the cost of production to produce that with a producer and an editor, and then the cost of marketing that. So there's a couple things, you know, listen to a couple episodes, write an endorsement, rate the show, and then reach out to the guests. And, you know, yes, we're interested in your background and, you know, the services that you offer, but what problem can you solve? So what is the problem that your product or service solves for my listeners or somebody else's listeners? And then lastly, don't be shy. I mean, if you've got a social media following and you're on one platform or five platforms or however many platforms, and or you have an email list, again, don't be shy to say, you know what, I'm willing to take your podcast after my interview and push that to my 1,000 people, 5,000 people, 10,000, whatever the number is, because that's an encouragement to the host. The host is going to get more traction. But beyond getting more traction for the host, the reality is you're coming on the podcast to get exposure. So you can talk about yourself all day long and people kind of tune out, but it's different when somebody else talks about you. So if you're on my show and I'm talking about you, I would drive as much traffic there as you can, because it's me talking about you and positioning you as the expert in your industry. So it's not about me saying, hey, I want you to send out to your social connections so I can grow my show. While that will grow my show, the biggest benefit, seriously, is for you using your effort to drive people to the shows that you're on so they can hear somebody else talk about you and position you as an expert.
Yeah, it's that power of this is very much like a third-party endorsement. Well, thanks, everyone, and we'll talk to you later.
That's all for this episode of Real Marketing Real Fast. Now it's time to take your marketing to the next level by visiting DougMorneau.com and downloading our advanced marketing white papers, as well as exclusive resources based on today's episode. That's DougMorneau.com. Until next time, we look forward to serving you right here on Real Marketing Real Fast.